Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I think that our brains operate on such a level that truly many just can't understand often the point we're trying to make.
If I were to watch hentai, it would be for the plot.
I can also stop my pee midstream.
Does it hurt?
Of course it hurts. Hurts really bad.
Are you the only true chosen?
I won't tell you. I can't tell you that.
The Chosen, a beloved character born out of the Smosh universe, known for his wolf shirt, cargo pants, and enigmatic one-liners. But do we actually know who this guy is? Today we're sitting down with The Chosen and asking them hard-hitting questions. And by the end of this, we'll get some real answers. Chosen, how are we doing? Introduce yourselves.
Greetings. I am The Chosen. This actually doesn't have batteries. I'm just kind of replaying Pokemon Silver in my mind since I have it all memorized.
Hello, I am The Chosen. I am playing New Super Mario Bros.
I am also The Chosen, and I was practicing my katakana.
So Chosen, today we are responding to assumptions about you, so I think we may want to put down the gaming devices here.
Very well.
Mm-hmm. The first assumption is that The Chosen has no inner monologue.
Well,
I guess if you don't count all the spirits of dead warriors that constantly speaking to.
Yeah, sometimes Dizzy Gillespie speaks through me.
That's fascinating. What's he saying right now?
Not much. He's actually totally quiet. So yeah, actually, sorry, let me think.
I constantly have the Halo 3 music playing on a loop in my head.
The main menu screen?
The main menu screen, and then in a tense situation, it shifts to the combat music.
Of course.
My brain operates at such a high level that oftentimes it's hard to understand, even for me, what's going on up there.
Yeah, Chosens are burdened with so much knowledge that often it's a lot of weight for us to untangle it ourselves.
The next assumption is that The Chosen is immune to fall damage.
Well, I wouldn't say immune, but I have practiced skills that can make me negate any fall damage. You know, how you kind of do the front roll thing, parkour.
Yeah, I've personally perfected the method of rolling at the exact right moment.
Sometimes, in my real life, I will do sort of a Minecraft water bucket situation where I have something on me and then at the moment I hit the ground, I soften the blow.
Yeah. We found a metal ladder behind a Payless shoes, and we climb up onto the roof, and we would practice jumping from there onto the ground. And after many attempts, we did finally start perfecting it.
I studied ants in my free time, so I learned from them.
Yeah.
They can fall from any height.
Yeah.
And survive unscathed.
Yeah, it's true.
This next one is kind of in the same category. The Chosen has a crit spot.
The Critterus?
If The Chosen does have a crit spot, then nobody's found the crit, then.
The crit's not real. I'm confident in saying that.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. The crit is not real.
Yes. I also have my prostate removed, just in case. The male crit.
You had that surgically removed?
Oh, yes. Well, I wasn't a surgery per se. It was more of a will. Mm-hmm. You know, I willed it away.
Yeah.
My body reabsorbed my prostate.
Right.
Frankly, I don't even know what it does.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
Do ants have prostates?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah, a chosen does have the ability to turn any organ into another organ.
Yeah.
I turned my appendix into a third kidney.
I turned my second testicle to a third heart.
Into a third heart.
Well, yes.
Already had two.
I turned my gallbladder into a third lung, but it's half-sized.
Oh, a little tiny lung.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Just for little breaths.
The next assumption is that the chosen has high karma on Reddit.
You don't get high karma with based opinions like mine.
No, exactly. In fact, high karma just means you're just agreeing with everyone all the time.
Some of the subreddits that I'm on, I mean, may only be like 4 or 5 people in there. They often don't have much karma to give.
Exactly.
Deeper conversations happening, more metaphysical stuff going on there.
Yeah.
It's not about the karma for me.
I can actually upvote every post twice. My upvote counts as 2 upvotes.
Oh, wow. Fascinating. That's incredible.
Hope you wield it wisely.
It's pretty sick. You can just make 2 accounts.
This is different. Then I would have 4 upvotes.
And y'all aren't mods or anything?
No.
Just posters?
No, I mod several Reddits, but just for fun.
I'm more of an observer. Yeah.
You just lurk?
I have mod status, but I don't often use the power.
It might actually surprise you that our NoFap is not actually a hub of Chosens. There are many people there who are not Chosen whatsoever. Many people who are doing NoFap for the wrong reasons. Simply just to gain powers or to get a girlfriend through NoFap, which is frankly ridiculous.
The next assumption that we have is that the Chosen cannot be broken.
I think with the right questions, the right torture, anyone can be broken.
Really?
Didn't you see what they did to Morpheus in the first Matrix movie?
Yeah, that was pretty bad. I was also thinking about James Bond and Casino Royale.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Whacking his nuts. That really looked awful.
Yeah.
There's no bottom on the chair.
No, it's, yeah. That's why I make sure whenever I sit down on a chair that it has a bottom to it, because otherwise you're like, okay, what's going on?
Like, what if Mads Mikkelsen walks in here and hits me in the balls?
Exactly.
He's known to do that.
Yeah.
I find that almost to become chosen, you must be broken.
Interesting.
Well,
you have to snap like in Mistborn.
Exactly. There was a part of me that broke, and then I was able to reform myself into what I am now.
Who broke you?
Not necessarily a who, but a what. The world around me.
Society.
Society, it needed fixing, and in order to fix it, I must break myself.
The Chosen's hair part requires massive amounts of chi.
Yeah. Chi and depth 10.
It's looking like not everyone's having like a hair part here.
That's a singular characteristic to me. Every Chosen has different setups.
My hair doesn't look good in a part, so
I actually would really like to see your hair in a part. I feel like it'd be really funny.
You don't want to see it.
No, I do want to see it, though.
It's not good.
No, I think it can't be good.
Well, also, part of the problem is that because of the way my hair is cut, is it's a different length on either side.
No
and
way.
So when you part it, it's
kind of like a spaceship in Star Wars.
And exactly like General Grievous' Solus One.
Yeah, nice.
My circumcision job was much the same.
Ah, I've heard that happens.
It's kind of styled.
That's sick. So it's kind of like Spider-Man 3 with his hair.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Your penis is emo.
Yeah, emo penis. Penis Parker.
Penis Parker.
It's like Spider Pig.
Obviously. Yeah.
The next assumption is that it's dangerous for the Chosen to run at full speed in public.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a crazy.
Have you heard of breaking the sound barrier? I mean,
it's kind of a noise issue, I would say, more than anything.
Yeah, it's true.
Because I can safely avoid any obstacles. It's not a matter of hitting someone. It's the noise complaints we get.
Are you screaming while you're running?
Well, yes. But also, it's the velocity. It's, you know, you break the sound barrier.
It causes a lot of environmental damage.
Mm-hmm.
Much of being a Chosen is showing restraint, similar to Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you're capable doesn't mean you should do it.
Yeah, exactly.
To defeat our foes, to face our challenges, requires sometimes merely just 10% of our strength. To go 100%, that's excessive.
There may come a day when we do need to use all of our strength, but There has not been a foe yet that has required that.
Let us pray that day never comes.
The only time I'll probably run full speed is when Zelda Echoes of Wisdom releases, and I'll need to get a physical copy, and if I'm, like, running late...
Probably. Well, yeah, I'm running late. It's obviously the exception.
Yeah, then I would run full speed, but...
But other than that, no.
How do you feel as playing as Zelda?
It's freaking sick. Can't wait.
It's woke enough for the Chosen?
What is woke?
What's woke? I've never heard that term before.
I don't know what that is.
No, is that what's inside an egg?
That's a yolk. That's a yolk. Yeah.
Woke. If you're talking about my woken inner abilities, then yes.
Yeah, yes. To be awoken.
I shall investigate woke.
The Chosen can't lose their virginity, because the Chosen never loses.
Perhaps. Interesting.
Yeah, see, it's not part of my training regiment, this virginity stuff. It doesn't concern me. I know my lane.
Go on.
Girls are scary.
Yeah, it's just simply not been something I've been worried about.
I mean, I did some research and there seemed to be no physical or mental benefits to it, so what's the point, you know?
Yeah, here.
Can you really call me a virgin after the things I've seen, after the battles I've fought?
Technically, yes.
I mean, just tears in the rain. I can see so many battlefields, have defeated so many foes, faced so many inner demons, and just because I haven't, you know, done whatever that is.
Like, I mean, my blade has penetrated a lot of people.
It took a look at my checklist or what I have to do today alone.
A lot more important time.
You'd be like, oh, I get it. Don't have time to think about whatever that is.
Let's focus on the things we have done and not
exactly.
The things.
Yeah. No, our enemies are begging us to be concerned about this.
All right, so kind of on that same line of thinking, due to his impressive no-fap record, the Chosen suffers from wet dreams.
No. I'm in full control during my dreams. In fact, in many ways, I am more alive in my dreams than when I am awake, of traversing realms. And in none of those realms am I doing anything that would cause me to splooge. I'm actually in full control of every single chemical and fluid in my body at all times. That's why Chosen also never needs to pee.
Mm-hmm.
You choose to pee.
Exactly.
Hence, Chosen.
Chosen. That's part of... That's actually one of the main tenets.
The way that blood rushes to a person's member when they're aroused, I can do the same thing with my arm in order to power it up.
Okay.
For a swing of my sword.
I can make it, like, bigger, like, all night.
I can also stop my pee midstream without touching my penis.
Does it hurt?
Of course it hurts. Hurts really bad.
When was the last time y'all went to a doctor?
I went a few months ago. They told me to get blood work done, but I said I didn't need it. I knew exactly what was in my blood.
Yeah, so the last time I had my blood tested, I was actually tied to a chair at an Arctic research base. There was an incident. There was a alien life form among us. It infiltrated my men, so we naturally had to test the blood.
Wait, Among
That's
Us?
That's a true story.
It was just like Among Us.
The Chosen has feelings for Brianna Boho.
No. It's insane. It's ridiculous.
Are you sure?
It's the most insane question I've ever been asked my entire life.
I don't have feelings for anyone.
Sure.
I don't experience that.
No, there's no time for feelings. Only action.
Do you not experience it, or is it just you resist it?
I only experience that which I choose to experience. Similar to how I control my pee, I control my emotions.
You can stop a mid-flow.
Exactly. Simply never let it rise up. You know.
The pee?
Yeah, Yeah, the pee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. It all comes back to piss.
Yeah.
Since we're moving into pop culture, I know this is something that y'all are really well-versed in, so I really want to get y'all's thoughts on this.
Of course.
So, Will Smith tried to warn us through coded messages about AI in the movie I, Robot.
Well, that's a common misconception, I feel. I feel Isaac Asimov was actually the one trying to warn us, but Will Smith kind of as well.
And, you know, when Alan Tudyk accepted the role as the robot in iRobot, he came to me to learn about the laws of robotics.
Is that so?
Have you done a lot of movie consultations?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You know, the upcoming Bridget Jones' Diary 4. On Peacock soon. Ridley Scott, of course, on Kingdom of Heaven.
If they ever make another Tremors, I'm sure they'll be contacting me, since they're real and I've had to deal with them. Basically, the information I would give to anyone who consulted me on how to deal with tremors would be the opposite of stomp the yard. Kind of opposite philosophies.
That was crazy.
Yeah, it would be opposite philosophies. Stomp the yard over here, tremors over here.
Really opposite ends of the spectrum.
Opposite ends of the spectrum, yeah, exactly. And that's much of how movie logic works. You find your opposite, and you work in that manner, you know?
Okay, that's really interesting. I would love to pick Hill's brains later about the movies that you've worked on.
No.
No?
I don't think so. That's okay.
Setting a boundary. Maybe perhaps that is woke.
What is woke? It's not a boundary.
Okay. Well, seems simple enough. If it comes down to boundaries, similar to a force field, then there is perhaps nobody more woke than the Chosen. Perhaps we are woke itself. I am become woke.
I think this one, I have a feeling y'all will have an immediate answer to this.
Okay.
So the assumption is that Cyberpunk 2077 was best when it was first released.
You know, CD Projekt Red and I have a contentious relationship. After they fired me from playing Geralt in Witcher 2, we no longer spoke. We, of course, went on to create Cyberpunk Edgerunners.
The greatest
One of the greatest.
Yeah, it's so freaking sick.
So, no, I would disagree. I don't think it was ever great.
The only way to really experience the greatness is to read William Gibson's original novel and to just kind of immerse yourself in that. However, the original Cyberpunk 2077 did have its moments, but kept getting shut down. Perhaps by some sort of outside force.
I refunded it after about an hour of gameplay.
Yeah.
It didn't grip me.
No, and we'll all be experiencing it in the year 2077, because that's going to be real.
I've already been working on a mechanical augmentation for myself.
Go on.
Well, I can't reveal my secrets yet. Work in progress.
Okay, Choom.
Yeah. Owned.
I mean, you guys can see it later if you want.
Oh, okay, cool.
So, all right, sorry.
All right, cool.
The next assumption. The simulation bends to the will of the Chosen.
Well, what is real? How do you define real?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, but it is the case. I mean, we came here to do I Spent a Day With, but we decided outside, you know what, let's morph this into a different show, and now we're here. So actually, we did morph the simulation today.
It's hard to tell. Sometimes you can question if maybe it's a simulation of a simulation.
Yeah.
Have they pulled the wool over our eyes?
It's kind of like in Stardew Valley when you go to the tavern and then you play the arcade machine there and you're like, you forget that you're actually in a tavern and that you're actually playing Stardew Valley.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about the concept of a third space?
A fourth dimension, if you will.
My space.
Once again, we are getting into your nofap line of questioning here. So the assumption is that the Chosen watches hentai for the plot.
Hentai.
Do you know what that is? Or
yes,
do you just consider it anime?
I speak Japanese, so I'm familiar with the concept.
Right, yeah, of course I'm familiar.
Yeah.
And I mean, artwork is artwork. I respect it, even if I choose not to dabble in it. If I were to watch hentai, it would be for the plot.
There are lessons to be learned. I mean,
what not to do?
There are some creatures.
It's true.
That I would like to know, you know, how to combat should I come across them. And
exactly.
I sort of have a built-in sensor bar into my brain, so as soon as something comes into my field of vision that would not be productive for me, I see nothing there.
Yeah.
It's like that episode of Black Mirror where it just sort of gets fuzzed out. You can block a person in real life, but I block images.
It's like when makers add unnecessarily sex scenes to movies.
Perhaps that is not woke.
Perhaps, who is to say?
Perhaps that is a gray area of woke.
Woke is about sex.
Is sex woke?
Some types. Probably.
Interesting.
I know this realm is something you'll know a lot about. BB-8 is a real-life sentient droid.
Oh, yeah. I saw them roll that thing out on stage.
I mean, they probably aren't bringing out the real one, but most of the droids from Star Wars, there is some sort of real counterpart in real life.
Yeah.
Well, the real one's off to completing important missions.
Yeah, rolling around.
Yeah, on behalf of the Resistance.
Can't be doing celebrity appearances.
What was that evil BB-8 called?
Shoot.
Oh, BB-8?
Whoa. That was crazy.
I'm going to move on to a different fandom. Chica the Chicken is objectively the best FNAF animatronic.
fear?
That's simply subjective.
What does it mean to be best?
Yeah.
Is it woke?
Interesting. Is Chica woke?
Is Chica woke?
I'm asking genuinely.
I don't know.
It's hard to say.
I think part of being chosen is admitting when you don't know something.
Yeah. If we're going by most woke, I guess maybe Chica.
Compared to Freddy Fazbear.
Yeah.
Foxy is not woke.
Foxy seems pretty queer to me.
Foxy seems kind of like a Republican to me. Is Republican woke?
No.
Republican is not woke.
Much to consider.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff.
Okay, Chosen, the next assumption. If the Chosen is wrong, you've misunderstood.
Oh, yeah.
I think that our brains operate on such a level that truly, many just can't understand often the point we're trying to make.
Sometimes I get universes mixed up. I'll say something that is true in another reality, but isn't true here. Like, oh shit, sorry, I was thinking about a different place, different time.
Yeah.
You know, that can be tough to juggle so many different dimensions.
Sometimes I'm thinking of untruths.
Yeah, sometimes I'm like, oh, I forgot, that's a lie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And sometimes it's just not a piece of information that I can reveal. I'm forced to tell an untruth.
Sometimes we will be wrong for our own protection.
Yeah, I'd say if I ever lied, it was for everyone's safety.
Yeah, if I was wrong, I was lying.
Actually, we're going to put that...
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
To the test. So today we're bringing out the world's greatest lie detector, John, and he's going to hook you up so we can ask you some actual hardball questions, Chosen.
Very well, bring it on. It's not my first rodeo.
You know, one time I was connected to the machine from Princess Bride.
Yeah, that's a real one.
Just so you know, he doesn't have any fingerprints.
Yeah, they got burned off. I was making toaster strudel and it was really hot.
Don't give away our secrets.
Yeah, of course I won't.
Okay, Chosen, are you ready?
Sure.
Okay, Chosen, will you ever move out of your mom's basement?
I've freaking already said this before. I don't even live in my mom's basement. It's one of my safe houses, which I have many of.
It's a lie.
What operating system do you have on that
this
thing?
This is ridiculous. That's...
Are you running Linux?
Chosen, are you actually a mod on r/atheism?
I'm a mod on several things. I'm not a mod on r/atheism.
True.
Okay. So there is some truth to you.
Yes, of course.
But he is one of the top posters.
Yeah. I engage in many beliefs or disbeliefs.
Chosen, do you carry an emergency Lunchables?
Yes, I do.
True.
It's frankly nothing to be ashamed of.
Depends on which one.
Yeah.
Mostly the pizza one.
It's really like a modern health potion.
Yeah, exactly. It's rations.
Chosen, what is in your cargo shorts pockets?
You don't have to answer that.
Next. A plethora of things. Currently, I am unarmed, but usually a Game Boy Advance, a Game Boy SP, a Nintendo DS, and a Nintendo 3DS. All of which I have in my pack, but not in my pockets right now.
True.
So you have nothing in your pockets right now?
I have nothing in my pockets right now, except for a lav microphone.
True.
Chosen, have you ever been bested in hand-to-hand combat?
No, I simply haven't. I have feigned defeat, but only for tactical advantage. I've never been bested, truthfully.
Why?
Okay, well, that's freaking ridiculous.
Can we hear that story?
That's insane.
What story?
What story?
Well, you were lying.
Okay, fine. One time in kindergarten, Kevin Jarvinson, he kind of cheap shot at me. smacked me in the face.
It was like a Houdini situation.
Yeah. Expecting it.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it. We were playing tetherball, and then he hit the ball really hard and hit me in the face, and I was like, Kevin, what the frick?
He also shouted, look over there really loud.
Yeah.
And I thought there might have been a surprise attack.
That's, yeah, a surprise attack doesn't count as an actual fight. When it comes to real fighting, nobody can defeat me, because I have combined jujutsu and jujitsu.
Is that true, John?
True.
Are you using a cursed technique right now?
Nicole, you know I can't answer that.
Chosen, are your eyes open right now?
Don't answer that.
Yes.
Why?
Shit, okay, that was... Okay, yes, they're open now.
I mean, we sort of operate in a flow state. While even though our eyes are closed, we can still see the things
around us.
Sorry,
are you referring to my third eye or my two eyes?
Your two eyes.
Okay, yeah, they're open.
True.
Yeah.
Chosen, is Half-Life 3 in development?
There's a lot riding on this one.
Yes.
True.
Gabe is not gonna like that.
No, they're gonna kick our ass for that one.
Have you ever played Half-Life 3?
Don't answer that.
Of what is made, yes.
True.
Is it good?
It's obviously it's the best game ever.
Yeah, to say it's good is a lie, because it's the best freaking thing I've ever played in my entire life. It's
true.
Yeah, duh. Don't even need a lie detector for that one.
No, it's just all you have to do is read the room.
Chosen, do you have the GTA 6 release date?
Yes.
Why?
Okay, what the frick?
Looks like you're getting a little nervous, Chosen.
No, it's just humid.
Why?
So you are nervous?
Well, I'm actually also just, I'm really tensing to train right now. I'm always working out, kind of. Yeah, so I'm just really going through it.
Okay.
But on purpose.
Chosen, were you ever a baby, or did you just materialize?
Yeah, I was a baby.
True.
No, I was born mortal, and then cursed with responsibility later upon my life.
Probably when you were like 5 or 6.
Yeah, probably 5 or 6. You know, I think around the time I was going into kindergarten is when I was like, oh shit, I'm chosen.
Chosen, do you ever regret taking up the blade?
Yes.
True.
It's a conflict. An inner battle that I'm constantly waging. The battle between the desire to live a normal life. Perhaps have a farm. Raise animals. Or to continue my path, my journey.
But, much like Batman.
Yeah.
You're whatever the world needs you to be.
Exactly. But we cannot live in our regrets. We must push on. Boats against the current.
Chosen. Did you cause the Xbox 360 Ring of Death to spread like a virus?
No, but I failed to stop the cabal that did it.
True.
I will say, we did perfect the method where you wrap it in a towel and
yes.
It gets really hot and the glue, it melts and then and it solves the issue
temporarily. Yeah, we did do that. The cabal... If I even brought up what the cabal is, your head would freaking explode.
Yeah, it's Sony. Oh,
we don't need to be super quiet.
Yeah, I guess that's true. It was Sony.
They were jealous about Gears 2.
Yeah, they're pretty pissed about it.
Chosen, do you know the identity of the chooser?
No, I don't.
He's lying.
Who is the chooser?
I won't tell you. I can't tell you that.
Is the chooser Keanu Reeves?
No. The chooser is not Keanu Reeves.
Is the chooser Wesley Snipes?
No, the chooser is not Wesley Snipes. That'd be sick, though.
That would be.
I thought that for a while, but no, it's not Wesley Snipes.
Is the chooser Patrick Bateman?
The chooser is beyond human. Patrick Bateman is a fictional character, but...
Are you a fictional character?
No, in this multiverse that we live in, there is no such thing, I suppose, as a fictional character, but... But no, No, I'm not fictional.
He believes his delusion.
Okay. I would argue I'm the only real thing in this room. What say ye?
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So we're going to do a tier list, except there's only two tiers. The top tier is impressive, and the bottom tier is classic mistake.
Obviously.
So I'm going to go through a series of people, real and not real, and I want you to tell me if they're impressive or a classic mistake. So Chosen, is this person impressive or just a classic mistake? Moist critical.
Charlie.
Indeed. He exhibits many chosen qualities, but I think Moist Critical exists somewhere in the in-between.
The space between spaces.
The space between spaces, yes. Just kind of floating in a white t-shirt.
I feel like probably Lane's impressive. I
guess Lane's impressive. Yeah.
Impressive rising, classic mistake, whatever is the opposite of rising.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Look, I'll I know the limits of my knowledge. It stops about a Sabrina Carpenter.
I'll say impressive.
I'll say impressive. I tell you what,
I trust you. I trust you both.
Well, that's that me espresso.
Yeah, nice.
BB, no money.
Impressive.
Impressive. I think he's a little chosen.
Yeah, he's definitely a little chosen.
Freddy Fazbear.
Impressive.
Impressive.
King DDD.
Classic mistake. He's like 20 times the size of Kirby, and he has a hammer. And he gets bested.
Oh, have you seen Kirby?
Very much the most powerful
being. I think
being.
Pretty much everything in Kirby is impressive. It is the greatest. If I were to go to Big Three, it'd be every Kirby game.
Yeah, but I mean, if we're talking Kirby's POV,
then classic mistake. No, you're right. DDD is classic mistake for trying to ever take on Kirby. Mm-hmm. It's the biggest mistake anyone could ever make.
Yeah. Power scaling Kirby versus Monkey D. Luffy.
Oh, Kirby.
Monkey D. Kirby.
Monkey D. Kirby. See, you didn't expect that shit.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Kirby could absorb a Monkey D.
Luffy. Exactly.
And then what are you going to do about that?
What are you going to do?
You're screwed.
See what happens if Kirby ate a gum fruit.
Oh.
Got chills.
Yeah. I'm going to be thinking about that for a while now.
Next person, Hunter Schafer.
Impressive.
Impressive.
Impressive as fuck.
Her work with Hideo Kojima is not to be discounted.
Yeah, she is extremely chosen.
Samus.
Impressive. Yeah, impressive. Didn't have to think about that for a second.
Zero Suit Samus.
Equally impressive.
For just their abilities.
Yes.
Just only their abilities.
Only.
Yeah, I don't need to talk about anything
Only their
else.
Abilities.
Yeah.
And their heels are fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty cool outfit.
The way they jump around.
It's a good color.
Yeah.
It's a good color.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Sort of a cobalt blue.
Yeah.
Oprah Winfrey.
This is the tough thing. Her abilities are impressive, but she has used her powers to create many demons.
Mm.
Dr. Phil.
Gail.
So is she impressive or a classic mistake?
Mm. She also was bested by a very slow-moving car and Drake and Josh.
Still on about that, aren't you?
Oh.
It was going like 4 miles per hour.
Depending on the era.
Talking Color Purple?
Incredible performance. No, I would say impressive, but has made classic mistakes.
Markiplier.
Impressive.
Impressive.
Impressive. Impressive. Come on.
Impressive.
Femboy Link.
Is that just Link?
Yeah. Any version of Link is impressive.
Nothing not impressive about that.
No, it's impressive. I mean, that it gives you bonus attack in cold conditions. I mean, come on.
Gorgeous back muscles.
Yeah. Trained really hard.
Yeah, it's just objectively.
Every single armor set in both of those games is impressive.
But is the Femboy more impressive than, like, if he's wearing really mask armor?
I guess I don't really... Majora's Mask?
No, I mean in...
It's hard to say. I mean, can you really power scale Links against each other?
Yeah.
Like, I like to play as Toon Link and Smash, but...
Nice.
I don't know.
Sick as hell.
Toon Link better than Twilight Princess Link? Who's to say?
Yeah.
Germa 985.
Impressive.
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 Most impressive.
Yeah, impressive.
Arguably one of the most impressive.
Pokimane.
Chosen operates by ninja rules. We would never stream with another woman. It's a real thing ninja does. I don't know if you guys... it's not even a bit.
No, I would say impressive.
Probably impressive.
Yeah, yeah. Impressive.
To deal with that many horny non-chosens?
Yeah. Wokimane?
Woki.
Report of the week.
Chosen as hell.
He's
doing noble work.
So very impressive.
Yes, incredibly.
Nothing unimpressive about that.
Yeah, probably the most impressive.
I have the last one. Kanye.
I'm gonna go with classic mistake. Yeah, I'm gonna go with classic mistake on that one.
Very woke of y'all.
Is that woke? Oh.
Kanye's woke.
I think it's woke to say classic mistake.
Oh, okay, God. Okay. That helps.
I can't say I didn't like Graduation.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be bumping blood on the leaves sometimes.
Chosen, thank you so much for coming down here and answering our assumptions. Is there anything else you want to add at the end of this?
I have nothing to add except for, when Half-Life 3 comes out, obviously, do not mention that you heard it from us.
Is there anything else you want cut?
Well, I mean, to my understanding, this is just a training video for future Chosens, right? So...
Sure.
This isn't going to be published anywhere?
We believe Anthony Padilla watches this in a dark room by himself.
To learn how people operate.
So that's what woke means.